From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Mike Moen. Cities across Minnesota concerned about more than 30 bills introduced at the legislature this year, they say would undermine local authority. Some are high profile, like laws that would prohibit cities from raising the minimum wage. Another would prohibit local governments from banning plastic bags. Anne Finn with the Minnesota League of Cities says cities are laboratories of democracy whose elected officials are very close to their constituents.
They really listen to what people have to say within a community. And we think that they're in the best position to make decisions about the health, safety, and welfare for the communities that they serve.
Supporters of the bills argue allowing cities to pass such laws would create a patchwork of regulations that would harm businesses. The Minnesota Senate has passed a bill that reorganizes the panel that runs U.S. Bank Stadium and tightens its oversight. The vote was unanimous. The bill sets strict limits on the use of stadium seats controlled by the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority. The reopening of the renovated and expanded Minneapolis Sculpture Gardens will be celebrated June 3rd with a day of free activities. The garden will be 7 acres larger and display 20 new artworks. Walker Art Center President Olga Viso says the expansion and the reorganization will create a whole new experience for visitors.
So there's much more experience and of seeing art nestled in the landscape. And from the Walker Hillside, the views are going to be stunning to look down into Minneapolis downtown, as well as looking into the garden itself.
The Minneapolis Park Board spent $10 million on renovating and upgrading the park. Statewide forecast for the rest of today, a mix of clouds and sun. Temperatures ranging from the low 40s to low 50s. It's 43 right now in the Twin Cities. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. It's 106.